Okay, I am logged in, ready to do what I need to do. All right, so the first step, if you are here live, I may not be able to see you. But I feel you. All right, so I'm going to sit straight, close my eyes. Deal with the fear that comes up. Why it comes up, I have no idea. It comes up every time. All right, actually it is, no, not my fear. It's a fear coming from someone everybody feels fear at a different place in a different way. So the person that I am accidentally connected to feels it in their shoulders and their upper arm. Oh. All right, so I took a risk, and now I feel the other person, not myself. So let me connect to myself. Oh, and connect to source. And the next step is lower the self into the belly button. Find yourself first. If you can, then don't. All right. I have to go to myself. Maybe I should do it on the other person. Yeah, I should do it on the other person. I can't connect to myself. All right, and they are going to have a headache now. Jeez. All right, and let's lower it gently, slowly. Throat, chest, solar plexus, stomach, and belly button. The next step is to connect the dominant hand, your palm, with the now lowered self, which means you place your dominant palm, hand's palm, against your belly. If you have a chair that has an armrest, don't use it to get it, blocks the energy. If you notice that my voice changed, I have a different voice when I'm connected to someone. Their throat is blocked. Very funny. All right. And what you're waiting for is the connection, and how you know it's connected is there's a pulse, like a pulse between the self and the palm. So when you are done with that, if you're not, just don't worry, just wait for it. I'm in the meantime going to connect to source more than I am connected now. I take myself to the tangerine spot. I'm actually doing it by proxy, so I'm taking the other person's self to his tangerine spot. And then push up 1 foot, second level. And another 3 feet, third level. And then I'm going to poise myself to climb in the chimney-like enclosure, pulling up with the hand and pushing with the legs, inching up. Inching is how you do everything. You can only grow one way, inching up. Sometimes your self grows, other times your knowledge grows, and yet other times your courage knows, curiosity knows, integrity knows, and you take care of it all in every day. That's how you inch up to the dizzying height of wherever you're supposed to be. All right, so I'm climbing, and 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 I'm climbing. I'm saying it faster than I'm climbing, by the way. Say it's okay. Just notice it that when you lead a seminar or anything, you are afraid to be silent. You're afraid that people are going to think you died, or you don't know what you need to say. So everybody talks a little faster for their own comfort. So I talk faster when I want to get something through. All right, I'm climbing. Now that is the rhythm of actual climbing. Pull, push, pull, push, pull, push, pull, push, pull. You don't want to get me too tired before I get up there and run out of juice. Pull and push and pull and push. Obviously, I'm carrying the person who I'm connected to on my back, and pull and push and pull and push. Okay, let me take a drink. Yummy. All right, almost up. And pull and push and pull and push and pull. Okay, I'm getting close. How do I know it's getting denser up here? And push, and warmer too. Pull and push in the winter, it's really welcome. And pull and push. And I think one more pull and push. No, another one. Pull and push. Okay, I'm up there. All right, I sit on the edge. Gather myself, all my power back into me. I'm waiting for Source to acknowledge me. In this context, I prefer to call it light. It may be a different thing. And maybe the same. I don't know what is either, really. Alright, it found me, and it went straight to my tantrum spot. Interesting. Rapidly swallowing, because it's almost like something put their hand on my head, and I'm really not used to that. I'm not sure if I'm blissed out or what. Reminds me when I was a child, and every teacher and every adult, that's what either they put their hand on my neck or on the top of my head. It's like I didn't like it. All right, and the light is starting to dribble, make my head wet. And my shoulders. Okay. Finally, I'm calmed down. Excellent. And it's pouring down. My vessel is located just above my heart. Okay, fear again. It's like I'm not afraid. I am noticing that I get a fear thing going when I say anything definitive. Is it my fear? No, it's his fear. Okay. All right. And it's nice, warm. It's almost like a shower. Without feeling the drops. Nice. Alright, and because it's slow, it's going to take a while for the vessel. The vessel is like a cup. Small cup, big cup, bigger cup, even bigger cup. Mine is quite big. Yes. and I am waiting for this warm light to fill it up. That is the purpose of this whole thing, is to fill up your vessel. Now, if you have a lot of stuff that you're storing, or if you're too eager, or you whatever, then your cup is small. Desire, the kind of desire for having or pleasure, makes your cup smaller. Why? Because it is not interested in the light. That desire is only interested in darkness. All that hunger for sex, hunger for diversion, hunger for excitement, is all dark side. Huh, you say, I can hear it. All right, so my vessel is full. Your vessel is very sad. You have an opportunity to download this energy as many times in the next 24 hours as you want. I am going to just slide down on this pole slowly so that I don't get jarring or jarred from the change of environment and reality. Okay? And I don't get too hot hands. All right, I'm down, both feet on the ground, and this was short compared to what it normally is. I'm going to post this audio on the front page of the subscriber site. This was good energy, I like it, no drama, I don't really like drama. So it was just nurturing, just a matter of fact, refilling your stores. All right, so I'm going to close the line now.